With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The property damage is staggering, and there are fatalities from powerful storms that roared across parts of Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio yesterday. Some of the storms unleashed tornadoes. At least two deaths are confirmed in Logan County, Ohio, and a lot of people are hurting. Indiana State Police speak of many significant injuries. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is unloading on his Democrat counterpart Chuck Schumer for Schumer's call for new elections in Israel and for criticizing Prime Minister Netanyahu over the Gaza war. McConnell suggesting that Schumer should mind America's business.
It is grotesque and hypocritical for Americans who hyperventilate about foreign interference in our own democracy to call for the removal of a democratically elected leader of Israel.
Also at SRNnews.com, a father is found responsible for the sins of a son.
Count one, involuntary manslaughter as to Madison Baldwin.
In Michigan.
Guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
A jury four-person reading the verdicts against James Crumbly.
Count two, involuntary manslaughter as to Tate Mir.
In all, four counts of involuntary manslaughter for the four students killed at Oxford High School in 2021 by his son. Ethan Crumbly is serving a life sentence for murder and terrorism. James Crumbly bought the gun his son used. He and his wife were accused of failing to secure that gun and doing nothing to address their son's mental health problems. I'm Ben Thomas.
A ruling expected today from a Georgia judge on efforts to remove Fulton County DA Fawnie Willis from the Trump election interference case. In Florida, a judge refusing to dismiss the Trump classified documents case. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 40 points higher. This is SRN News. England's National Health Service is banning puberty blockers for children.
The National Health Service says kids will no longer be prescribed puberty blockers at gender identity clinics. The drugs pause the physical changes of puberty, such as breast development or facial hair. Sky News reports the puberty blockers will now only be available to children as part of clinical research trials. Former Prime Minister and current Member of Parliament Liz Truss welcomed the decision. Jeremy House, SRN News.
More than a dozen college athletes have filed a lawsuit against the NCAA, accusing it of violating their Title IX rights by allowing a transgender woman to compete at the national championships in 2022. Leah Thomas was the first openly transgender athlete to win a division title in any sport. The lawsuit said the plaintiffs want to secure the promise of Title IX that is being denied women. This is SRN News. Bid for school choice advances in Georgia.
Georgia Republicans have powered a voucher plan funding private school tuition and homeschooling through the state house. Thursday's 91-82 vote gets the measure close to becoming law. The same bill failed last year when 16 Republicans voted against it. Thursday it passed with one vote to spare after seven Republicans and one Democrat who opposed the measure last year flipped to support it. Supporters say the bill would create options for children in poorly performing schools. Republican Governor Brian Kemp is backing the voucher plan. Keith Peters reporting.
A truck driver accused of killing a pregnant Amish woman in her rural home is headed to a Pennsylvania courthouse for a preliminary hearing. A Pennsylvania judge today will consider whether investigators have sufficient evidence against 52-year-old Sean Cranston to advance the charges toward a trial. More details at SRNNews.com.